Yeah, they do this simulated emergency test. They you know, somebody crafts a scenario, and generally it's whoever the you know, the OXCOM coordinator is. I think, you know, I could be a little wrong on the whole lay of the land on this, but somebody crafts a scenario, and then they try not to tell them too much, and then they pass that down, and then the morning of the test, they say, okay, this is what's happened, this happened, blah, 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 you know, deal with it. And, you know, then, so they got to figure out how to deploy, you know, what, you know, oh, they just heard that, you know, the tornado hit at, you know, this location. So, you know, and it's gone. And so they'll, you know, they'll call somebody and say, can we have you go to this particular location, take pictures. And they got this app that'll take pictures and it'll time stamp it and all that stuff. And they send those back to net control. And then they, you know, they might send somebody here or there. And, you utilize all the different kinds of communication, wind link, and, you know, and try to test the repeater system. And so, you know, they this time around, you know, I wasn't listening closely to it because I was tied up in the morning with stuff, but I heard a little bit of the hot wash afterwards to kind of evaluate, and that sounded like they, sounded like they had like the primary frequency, and then they went to this one for like operations. And Wally was kind of like deploying people in the field on this one, while the main event stayed on the 7.2. So, you know, so they got that kind of like figured out if that would work for them. And then, so just all that. And then if something ever really does happen, they've done these things. You know, oh yeah, you know, like we did, you know. You know, before, so that's, I think, the point. So it's pretty cool. You can check in from home and just say, you know, what can I do, you know, and you know, you just let them know if you're deployable, quote-unquote.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for that explanation, because I really had no clue at all, and I was speculating and trying to figure it out, and I really couldn't. So that helps a lot. And I heard rumblings of it as it was upcoming, but not much. And I didn't really pay attention or ask around. Maybe next time I can do that, because I wouldn't mind, you know, either home or driving around. Heck, you know me. I'll drive around and use my radio, take pictures or whatever. it sounds interesting. So very cool. And then utilizing different networks and all that. I like it. And, yeah, like you said, you've done it before kind of thing comes in handy. So both people coordinating it and people acting out in the field.